It's Nicole.
I'm C.
And I'm Paula. And welcome to
the Ocean Deep Podcast.
Hey guys!
Hello!
Hello there, wonderful people!
Welcome back
to all of us.
Our last episode, but you'll soon find out why. This episode is going to be the first episode of our new series called The Struggle Is Real.
Because the struggle is real.
It really is.
Oh yeah.
Life.
As Christians, we have the Lord, our Savior, to look back on and help us ground ourselves, but the struggle is still so real. The challenges are still challenging.
Oh yeah.
The hardships are still hard.
But we fight and we keep going.
Yeah.
Because God is our rock.
So in this series, we're going to be taking turns sharing sort of what we've been up to the last few months, why we have been a little bit MIA on our social media, on our podcast, on our YouTube. So to kick us off in our new series will be a special guest.
I'm just kidding.
She's not a guest, but she is special. She is one of our hosts. Sister C.
Yay! Thanks, Paula, for that.
Take it away
that
with
really,
the
really kind
question.
Introduction. I'm starting off with our anchor verse as per usual, and it is from Proverbs 14, verse 30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
Yikes.
Damn. Yeah, so I think the series is really special because we're practically giving you guys an insight on what our season has been like and what we've been working on with the Lord and what the Lord has been challenging us with, purifying our hearts with, and you know how we're working on the virtues that we need in this Christian life. So I guess with that Proverbs verse, it's pretty straightforward, or maybe not, that the struggle with me is actually, it has been with comparison. And comparison is tricky because it leads to jealousy and even more so envy, which is considered a deadly sin. A really, how do I put it? A posture of the heart that is not loving at all. A posture of heart that doesn't love the Lord and doesn't love our neighbors. Because the focus is on what I should have. The focus is on why is their life better than mine? How come my life is not like theirs? How come they get to have that? Lord, what about me? I see what you're doing in their life. It's very much linked to entitlement that, Lord, you owe me this. I should have this. Like, why don't I have this? So much pride behind it. And it literally has been a struggle for me for many years, but more so in the past few months. And yeah, so I guess the struggle is real. Why is my life not like theirs? So I hope that you guys can shed some light into this, maybe.
Well, let's tackle the verse.
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
So don't feel like your heart is at peace.
No, it's not. Like, my heart is very much seeking, comparing. My heart is jealous. My heart has been envious. I've had to go to confession so many times just because I've noticed that I'm really not, like, the posture of my heart is really not good. It's not well. And there's so much pride. Like, I'm questioning the Lord. Like, why is my life not like this? There's so much pride, you guys. Like, and this verse is just so eye-opening because it says that it, the envy rots the bones. It rots, it's literally, I'm like slowly killing myself by feeding my jealous thoughts, by feeding the act of comparison. And it doesn't help when I am on social media a lot. And yeah, just the things that I consume, which, I mean, I wouldn't consider it bad because it's still Christian content, but there's still that part of me that tends to compare.
I'm noticing how everything you're saying is in present tense.
Yes.
So this is something you're going through.
The struggle
right now,
is real.
Right?
I'm still in the struggle.
In a moment. In this moment, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share about, like, exactly what are points that you feel envious about? Points that you to compare
for
yourself?
For sure. I can look back at my high school years, and my confidence was shot. Like, I just didn't really think I fit in. I was... like, this is a therapy session at this time.
We love it. We all need
dive
it.
I think it started for me with body image. Mm-hmm. Like, I just never felt beautiful in my skin. I had bad acne in high school, and then there was a point where I also had braces and I needed glasses, and it was just such a wild, like, oh my gosh, what is happening right now? So it was rough, and I also didn't consider myself one of the popular kids. Yeah, that was hard for me to accept myself for who I am, and I hid behind my grades. I worked really hard on having straight A's, being on the honor roll, and that was where I put my confidence in. Like, I might not look like this, I might not look like them, I might not be as bubbly as they are, as popular as they are, but my grades are good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with my grades. I hid behind my grades. And it was honestly just for show. And I know that it's for show because after high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, I wasn't even working towards something. I wasn't really motivated to go past, like, my high school. Like, I just felt like high school was everything, and I needed to prove my worth, to prove my identity by my grades. So, comparison. I compared my body and my image with my peers, my classmates. So I started with body, and then slowly got better as I grew into an adult. And then, I think... there was like a flare-up. I don't know if you consider it a flare-up, but I started dating a couple of years ago, and then the comparison switched from not so much body image with other people, but with other couples. Mm-hmm. That couple seems so holy. That couple seems like they don't fight. That couple seems very happy. That couple... this, that couple, that. And it really, like, with the verse, it says envy rots the bones. And I just watched the struggle in my relationship with my boyfriend start to rot when I just spiral down the comparison pole.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Does anyone relate?
Did it, like, feel like draining? It was, like, an over time.
I can imagine how draining that would be.
The focus should be on my relationship and how we grow together, how we repair arguments, but I could not stop comparing us with other people. And then it, like, branched over to the initial jealousy of body image to the point where I was comparing how we look to other couples. So it's just one big mess in my mind that touched upon my relationship with myself and then my boyfriend. And then, even sometimes to you guys, like, you're not aware, but I also compare, like, Mark and I, my boyfriend and I, to you guys' relationship. And I also have these assumptions about how good your relationships are. And that's the thing, like, I just assume the best of other people mm-hmm. all the time. And my boyfriend tries to tell me, you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Like, you really
there's
don't.
Struggles, too. Yeah.
But I just neglect it. And even when I know of something bad happening to a couple or, to other people, like, my mind, for some reason, disregards that. It's like, doesn't even count. It doesn't
focus on how their relationship
It's so sad.
I feel like social media has, like, a lot to do with, like, how, like, people, like, tend to, like, compare so easily. Because, like, on social media, you just see, like, the best of, like, people's lives, right?
Yeah, highlight reel.
Yeah. You don't see, like, someone's, like, struggle. Like, they're not gonna post their struggles. Although there are some people who, like, post themselves crying. Which...
How does that make sense?
I don't know, but, like...
It looks staged somewhat.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think thinking about it from a social media sense, when people, like ordinary people like us that like mm-hmm. are not quote unquote influencers,
yeah.
it's like if I were to post my struggles with social media, mm-hmm. that would only cause some gossip probably with people who follow me and see my posts. Some assumptions about me and my relationship, which I don't want anyone to think negatively of my husband, especially,
mm-hmm.
Or my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, like, why would I post my struggles as, like, an ordinary person? I would get maybe if, like, there's some, like, good, true influencers out there who mean really well.
Yeah.
Like, they truly want us to feel like,
You are not alone.
Mm-hmm. We are not alone. So, like, my struggles, I'm posting it out here because there's a lot of people following me and relying on me. And, you know, believing that my content is pure and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So once in a while, those influencers will post impactful, realistic things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I find that ordinary people, non-influencers, we don't really do that because it's like, why? That's kind of a boundary into your private life. So it does make it really hard to see into people's daily struggles and challenges because you don't see it. Unless, like, they intentionally open up to you about it. But again, not everybody really is comfortable with that. That's why we're here. That's why we're posting the series.
I guess from your perspective, it's like you like see like snippets of like people's lives, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but then
I blow
the
it up.
Big picture is like you don't really see the big picture. And it's like you like zoom in on that like one good highlight.
Post. And I'm like convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Convinced that their life is great.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
But then it's, like, how, like, I'm not perfect. My relationship also with Antonio is, like, not perfect, too. My relationship with my family is not perfect. In the same way that, like, with, like, you and your relationship with Mark, you know, like, you as a person.
Nothing is perfect.
No, like, literally no one is perfect. Except for God.
He's the only.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier how it's, I think you mentioned earlier, that that is a lack of gratitude, a grateful heart.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that has to do with being envious?
It's a focus.
I'm in it, so it's like really, it's really hard to speak in a voice of hope because I am in the struggle. I know that I'm supposed to remind myself that the Lord loves me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I've neglected in so many ways my relationship with the Lord because these thoughts of jealousy have just clouded my mind so much that it even makes me angry towards God, which is not good.
Yeah.
Like, who am I to get angry at God? I don't know what He knows. I'm not all-powerful, I'm not all-knowing, I'm not all-good. Like, He sees the whole picture, and then there's me just, like, questioning Him. Like, He doesn't know what He's doing, and that's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Because He does.
I need to trust that he knows what he's doing, and that just because someone has something, a success, doesn't mean that there's not something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's as if, how do I put it? I listened to this podcast where they said that there's a theater, mm-hmm. each seat has a name.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about someone getting a ticket or someone getting into the theater,
mm-hmm.
because there's a specific seat for you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be jealous. There's a seat for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that I'm trying to apply mm-hmm. to myself. Like, their gain doesn't mean my loss. And if they're Christian, if they're part of the kingdom, you know, that's also a gain for me, because I want success for the kingdom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of the times, it doesn't turn into motivation for me, because jealousy is not necessarily a sin. It's when it turns into envy. Because jealousy you can use as motivation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, they have something good. Like, I also mm-hmm. want to pursue that. I want to be like that. But envy is when you start to
it's
think...
It's, like, so deep.
Yeah.
It's, like, a deeper
yeah,
type
you
of
start to think of bad things for the other people.
Mm.
It rots the bones.
Yeah.
It rots the bones. So, yeah, that's my struggle. I struggle with jealousy. And social media is not helping. But I go into social media thinking, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to get motivated, you know? I'm going to get motivation
yeah.
from this.
Oh,
there's so many things I could learn.
No kidding.
But my mind just turns it into thoughts of jealousy. Like, why don't I have that? Why am I not like that? Why don't I look like that? Et cetera, et cetera. And it just mm-hmm. is a... It is a sinking hole. Or it's
mm-hmm.
like I'm stuck in that mindset that I'm not gonna be there. I won't reach that. Or there's not something good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a place of hopelessness. And I say that there's a lack of gratitude, because if I start to list the many ways that God has blessed me and God has been present in my life, it would lessen that burden of
yeah.
of jealousy.
Increase contentment in
yeah.
where you at right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say that comparison is a thief of joy, it's so true.
It really is, yeah.
Because I've been really miserable the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
Just crawling in and out of this hole of jealousy.
That's really like the tactic of like the enemy to
mm-hmm.
really get you into a low place.
Because mm-hmm.
when I think of like these tactics that the enemy has, it's like the more that you like feed into like the lies, it's
mm-hmm.
like you're digging yourself like a hole.
Yeah, like rotting
yeah.
and rotting
and
your bones.
Rotting,
yeah,
the bones. And then it's like harder to like get out of the hole if you like keep like digging like deeper and deeper. And then
yeah.
it's like, like you said, like, before, it really, like, clouds, like, your vision.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, like, the first part of that verse. A heart at peace gives life to the body. I guess it's, like, what can, like, you do and, like, what can we do that will
yeah.
give us,
mm-hmm.
you know, that peace to, like, not compare and to not... I guess we kind of touched upon it, like, being
mm-hmm.
more
grateful.
Yeah. Well, we want you to have life to the body, to your body. We want you to have peace.
We don't want you to bury yourself into a deeper hole.
So we want to get you out of this, what's that mud called?
The pit.
The pit.
The,
yeah.
The sinking
yeah.
sand.
What do you call
no?
it? Yeah, yeah.
Mud pit?
No, the sand that's like...
Sink. Oh,
sink
quicksand.
Quicksand.
We want to get you out of this quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think... Because, yeah, I mean, like you said, you're stuck in this mindset right now. So, truly, it is so, so hard to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, especially without professional help.
Mm.
And
because we're only human.
Too. Yeah.
You know, we're weak. As much as God knows how to reach out to us, the enemy also knows how to weaken us even more.
Mm.
It's like where you're going at it is like, community is like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if C is struggling, like she's not going through it alone, so there is God, but then there's also, like, people around you to, like, help you out of that struggle. So it's like if you're in the quicksand, you're, like, sinking. We're going to pull you out.
There's something else I was going to say. Oh. So all these reminders of, like, I need to be grateful. I need to change my mindset. It's hard. But are there maybe, like, baby steps we can help you with? Or maybe baby steps that you can think of, you can try to get out of this quicksand? Because...
You know what's so simple is daily affirmations.
I did see a while back this TikTok of this girl who just had zero physical self-confidence. I don't know if maybe you guys have come across this video too. But she, like, faked talking to herself every morning that she's beautiful and she's worthy. And she did, like, I think it was, like, a 3-month, 90-day, like, video of, like, her talking to herself and, like, how her confidence increased over time. In the beginning, she knew it was all fake. She knew it was all talk just for, like, the experiment or just for the video or whatever. But eventually, she truly did. And you can see in her aura, like, in her... in her vibe.
There is science behind that.
Repetition.
You're creating new pathways in your mind.
Exactly. You're talking to yourself.
Yeah. It's like a habit that you're forming.
I can see myself laughing in the mirror, in front of the mirror.
And you probably will for At first. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm cool.
Oh yeah, I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yes, I'm beautiful.
Yeah, you just have Nicole's voice in your head. And then you might laugh even more.
But Nicole's right. Sure. I am beautiful.
I am a daughter of God, you know? I'm a princess.
Yeah.
Remember, I attended this retreat once called Princess Diaries.
I haven't been.
I have been to.
Yeah.
But it really, like, is so emotional. Probably because we were all women. So, you know.
We're emotional.
We all very.
I feel like I've just been so tricked by the enemy. You know, because Satan is the prince of lies.
I've just
been so tricked this whole time. I've just fallen into the trap of feeding the thoughts of jealousy.
I've been fooled. I don't think that's it for you though. Obviously for anyone who is maybe going through this would see it's not the end all be all. It's not like, oh, I've already, you know, I'm at the bottom, like, this is it for me. Everybody else is up there above the ground, above the hole. Looking great and having great relationships.
Yeah. You know? Literally, though.
But, like, no.
They don't.
That's literally what I believe.
Don't.
Everyone else is having such a good life except me. Like, it's just such a big lie. Like, we're all struggling, right?
Yeah.
And we can't get through this alone.
Grass is always greener on the other side. But I think with constant faith and prayer, and I say this strongly, constant, because it's, again, so easy for the enemy to be like, no, this is it for you, you don't need prayer, you can stop praying now, like, there's no hope anymore, but, like, keeping that consistency, like, if you were going to do that daily affirmation, so you have to be consistent with it,
yeah,
you gotta do it every single day,
yeah.
Even if you ask the other people to be accountable for you, whether or not they remind you, you gotta do it. Because that's how you're gonna trick your brain into turning it into reality.
Yeah. I've got homework to do.
Have I mentioned, like, the two wolves?
Yes.
So it's like, I guess in this case, like, one wolf can be, like, envy, and then the other one is, like, thankfulness, like gratefulness. So the more that you feed the one with gratefulness, then that one is gonna win.
It's gonna grow.
That one will grow. Yeah.
So it turns into grass is greener where you water it. So which side are you gonna water?
Yeah, it's a conscious choice.
Very, and it's that's what makes it hard. Because it's not something you wake up and automatically think about. And it's like, it's not something that comes naturally, unfortunately.
Daily practice.
For us, it's got to be a daily thing. just like anything that we want to reach in life, any goal we have. Mm-hmm. You want to get fit, you got to work out regularly. You can't just be like, I did like 10 deadlifts today, I'll do it again 2 months later, you know? I ate a salad today, eat another salad in a week. Like, it's got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds you of the saying, which I forgot what the whole saying is, but how motivation is not something you should rely on. But as humans who have goals, who have things that we need to reach for, we need to be disciplined, not motivated. Because motivation can easily come and go. Especially when we're working with our faith, with God, and there's the enemy always trying to counter what we're trying to do. It has to come from discipline and not motivation on its own. I think motivation is great.
Yeah, because motivation is like a feeling almost.
Yeah. But it's not consistent. Like consistency requires discipline, but it doesn't require motivation. So I think where Nicole
I would say like motivation is kind of like a feeling. Yeah. And then like discipline is like saying, even though I don't feel like doing this, I'm going to do it anyways.
Yeah. It's actually like an act of the will. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other one, like I feel like my will has been so weak that when the thoughts come, I just go with it. I'm like, oh yeah, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
You're like, right, enemy.
It's so convincing. Like I feel so down and it brings me no joy. Mm-hmm. I get depressed. It affects myself and how I treat God and how I treat other people. Like when it says that a heart of peace gives life to the body, like I feel like without that peace, I've just been sucking the life out of myself in a way, or like the enemy sucking the life out of me. And then I'm unable to be a good disciple. I'm unable to follow Jesus because I'm so distracted by this jealousy. This heart of jealousy, which is growing in me, is such a big distraction from the bigger calling that God has for me, which is to love Him, to know Him, to serve Him, and to love my neighbor, right? Like, the two greatest commandments, to love God with all my mind, heart, soul, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. And the fact that I'm loving myself in this way, which is full of hatred towards myself, towards my life, I'm unable to love God and I'm unable to love others. Like, it's a sticky situation to be in, but I mean, God is so good that I'm aware that there needs to be work. There's work for me to be.
That's the first step.
Yeah.
And such an important one is the awareness. Yeah, because a lot of people.
If you got the awareness that you need to work on something in your life,
and the will to want to,
you're already off to a good start.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm surrounded by people who don't really struggle with it the same way I do gives me hope that there's a better way of living life. That the struggle doesn't have to be so real. And I'm just reminded to keep the focus on the Lord and not on the problem, I guess. To tell my problem that my God is bigger, and to really rely on the Lord. Like, I feel like I haven't really been doing that because there's like resentment there. There's anger towards Him that I'm unable to really ask for that help that I need to turn this heart of jealousy into a heart of gratitude. Thank you, ladies, for listening.
Thank you for being vulnerable.
This is really hard. Because like I said, I feel like I'm the only one. That's another lie of the enemy. I feel like I'm the only one who's struggling with jealousy. Mm. And in this magnitude.
Yeah.
I just need to be reminded that... do you guys know that song, Gyra?
Yes, I love that song.
Do you remember the first line, Nicole?
Gyra, you're enough. Is it that one?
I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful line.
Yeah. It's like in your brokenness,
God's
saying, like, I still love you.
Yeah. And even when I feel like there's a lack, like, how come I don't have what they have? It's like, no, God loves me so much right in this moment.
as you are.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now, because his love is so constant, and I need to focus on that instead of being jealous of what he's doing in other people's lives, to know that he loves me so much right now already.
You're unique, and you have, like, he has this set path for you that's like specifically for you.
Yeah. That nobody else
is walking. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, we each of us, unrepeatable. Mm-hmm. Right? There will never be another Nicole. There will never be another Paula.
Another C.
Never be another C.
I only know one.
Seriously, actually. That's the only other
C's. Yeah. I know two Paulas, but not like you, Paula.
I know a few Nicoles.
Yeah, there's like a lot of Nicoles.
But not like you, Nicole. You're unique.
Thank you so much for listening. Pray for me. Let's pray for our listeners too.
Yeah.
Because I know.
I'm sure a lot of them can relate as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And for anyone who's, you know, battling this and they're looking at our lives and being jealous of us, please don't.
Oh, please don't.
Please do not. We are.
We got some struggles. Also, which
welcome
we will be
to the
talking
series.
About.
Yeah.
Each of our
welcome
struggles.
To the real life of the Ocean Deep hosts.
Yeah.
Okay, so for our challenge. My challenge, I guess.
For yourself.
For myself.
And for others.
Daily affirmations. I've never gotten into daily affirmations, so I think this is a good start. Mm-hmm. Like a good challenge for me to train myself to make that habit of repeating those good affirmations so that my brain starts to believe it, and then I start to believe it, and then there will be peace in my heart, and then from there I can love the Lord and I can love you guys.
Yay! Oh, that's so beautiful. It's so fruitful. Mm-hmm.
That'll be your part to do, and then God will take care of the rest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'll take care of it all for you. Mm-hmm.
This is so healing, guys. Thank you.
Are you on a quick channel already?
No. Okay. And see, that's the other thing. Like, I could have brought it up to the two of you, right?
Yeah.
In the many months that
we've actually never talked about any of this before. So you guys are hearing it firsthand with all three of us.
And that is therapy session number one.
Okay,
well, thank you guys for listening in. Please check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, and Instagram, which is all at Ocean Deep Podcast. We also have an anonymous Q&A that can be found on our Instagram's link tree as well, so check that out if you have any questions or any comments that you want to reach out to us. And may you always be anchored in faith. See you in the next episode.
Yay!
Bye!
Bye! God bless you guys. I hope you learned something.
On to therapy session number two.
See you there!